2 Kings 17. This is about the end of the 10-tribe kingdom of Israel, when they're taken finally into captivity. So verse 4, the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, this is the last king of Israel, for he'd sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria as he had done before. So, do you not see that this is exactly what happened in the time of Hezekiah? Hezekiah, king of Judah, some years later, was surrounded by the Assyrians and attacked by them, and he had to pay tribute to them. And then he broke that agreement because he thought Egypt would save him. And he sent messengers off to Egypt and took all the gold, etc., off the temple and gave it to the Egyptians. Well, he should have learnt, because in fairly recent history, the 10-tribe kingdom had done just this, and they were judged for it. So, circumstances repeat in our lives. Sometimes within our own life, you might have one situation at one point, and then it repeats some years later. Your life situation may have a great similarity with that of someone you read about in the Bible. Or it could be that you find that your life situation has a great similarity with that which someone else is passing through, whom you know. And it was the same here, that really Hezekiah really did wrong, and Isaiah is very critical of him for what he did with Egypt, because he really should have learnt from history. Now, history is bunk, so they say, and maybe that is true in a sort of secular sense, that it is of passing sort of cultural, historical interest. But for the hurrying man in today's society, there's no time to think about it too much. But biblical history is different, because God's word is a living word, and what happened in history speaks to us. And God has selected his history that he's recorded very carefully, so that man is not alone. So that nobody can say or feel legitimately that I am in totally a unique situation. No one's been this way before. Well, in essence, they have. And if you search the scriptures, you will find it. And also you will find the more you mix with people, you will see that actually your situation has been repeated in someone else's life. Perhaps someone else you know. They may not even be a believer. But it's been repeated, and you are to learn the lessons. And so Paul says, we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. But as I say, it's not just the similarities with biblical history, it is the similarities with someone else. It could be that the guy down the street who you knew, sort of knew, his house burned down. And you saw the grief and stuff that came from that, and then, whoops, your house burns down. Or whatever. Or it may be that his house burnt down because he let his kids play with a barbecue, and when he wasn't around, and he just said, yeah, kids, you can play with a barbecue, that's good. And, well, you go and let your kids play with a barbecue, and your house burns down. No, you were supposed to learn from the other guy. You know, this sort of thing happens. That's a very simple little example. But you see it here, definitely, in the similarities between Hezekiah and Hoshea. Hoshea and Israel, the 10 tribes, and Hezekiah in Judah. Well, verse 8, Hoshea walked in the statutes, the commands, the traditions of the kings of Israel, which they had made, and of the nations whom Yahweh cast out from before the Israelites. And verse 19, Judah likewise didn't keep the commandments of Yahweh, but they walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. So the contrast is pointed up between walking or living according to the customs and traditions of men, including those who are amongst the family of God or the children of God, and instead walking according to the traditions of God and the commandments of God. So this word translated statutes, that he walked in the statutes of the kings of Israel. That's what Hoshea did, and Judah likewise, verse 19, walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. It's the same word translated custom or manner. And I think you could say that it really applies to habit, to tradition, to culture. And so there you are. That is the habit, the manner, the custom, the tradition, the statutes, as rather archaically puts it here, of man, including those of the people of God, apparently, the kings of the 10 tribes, and the custom or the tradition of God. The key to spiritual life is habits. What are your habits? Are you praying when you get up in the morning? Are you praying seriously on your knees at night? Are you reading the Bible every day? Because, you know, life does tend to follow the same pattern for most people most days. We need to have that time built in, that tradition, that habit. This is the key. Jeremiah 13 says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil." And again, this is the same word, the idea of habit or custom. The idea is, if you keep on in a certain habit or tradition or custom, you will be as unable to change as a leopard who can't change the spots on his own skin. Or you can't change the colour of your skin from white to black or black to white or whatever. So you won't be able to change if you become accustomed, if you become habited or traditioned to do evil. You may think that, no, I'm a very progressive thinker. I don't get caught up in traditions of men and all this kind of thing. Well, yeah, we all think that. But actually, conservatism runs very deep in human nature. It is one of our characteristics, and it's no good thinking that, oh, I'm a progressive, liberal, open-minded sort of person. So you think, but actually we are all creatures of habit. So it is. And Jesus recognized this when he said that no man who has tasted the old wine immediately desires the new, because he's going to say the old is better. Even though in his case, the new wine of the new covenant was far better than the old wine of the old covenant. But Jesus is saying, look, it's just the conservatism of human nature to prefer that which is old. So I think what that shows is that we are to live in a culture of life, in a tradition, in a path, in a habit of life and being. It's not necessarily cases of stellar obedience to God or stellar disobedience. Not that I'm saying that stellar disobedience is okay, nor am I poo-pooing stellar acts of generosity, self-sacrifice, or whatever. But the essence is not those things. The essence is whether you are walking according to the habit, the statutes, the tradition, the custom of God and his ways, or that of men.